Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Germany at the Domatex Hanover Show, and I'm with Harlan Stone, the CEO with HMTX. Harlan, how you doing?
I'm great, and glad to see you here in Germany, Kemp.
You know, you're very selective about the shows that you go to. You don't show at Surfaces while you do throw parties there, and you don't show at Domatex USA, and yet you come here every other year because this show, as most people know, cycles. When there's no Bau show in Munich, it's a strong year. You're here in a big way. You walk into Hall 12, which is where all of the multi-layered flooring and LVT products are, and you've got front and center a huge space. Talk about that decision.
Well, thank you, Kemp. And yes, we believe that when you go to a trade show like this one here in Hanover, you've got to tell people who you are, what you're about, and where you're headed. So we take this space every other year, and we reinvent ourselves in that period. So today, we are HMTX in the global marketplace for the first time, and we have all five of our brands. Normally, we come here just with our European activity. So we're here with Technoflor, Metroflor, with our Halstead division, with the LifeProof branding, as well as our Aspecta and Vertex. So we want to tell people what we're about, who we are, and where we're headed. A lot of new technology in flooring. And also, when I'm here, we have the opportunity to interact with a lot of other leaders in the flooring industry. So I have design, material suppliers. I'm meeting with a lot of my contemporaries, other CEOs, and trying to map out the future of this exciting new category.
This show is a little bit unique because, I mean, this is where you launched Aspecta several years ago, your ISOCORE technology. This is an innovation show. People come here to launch new innovations, and multi-layered flooring is still where all the growth is. And I'm not talking about just in the U.S., but in the world as well, right?
Multi-layer flooring, rigid core flooring is the dominant story in LVT. It's the dominant story in hard surface flooring, and it's the dominant story in flooring on every continent on the world today. We believe that there's plenty of innovation left. So a lot of people say, oh, it's already going to turn into the commoditization and downcycling into a swamp of a price competition. And I firmly disagree with that. I think there's a lot of opportunity to make this product better, more interesting, provided that the manufacturers listen to the consumer and make products that answer questions that homeowners, business owners, architects, and designers have about their flooring today that they're not satisfied with.
Well, as in with any category, there's always going to be knockoff artists. And there's been issues in multi-layered flooring with dimensional stability because people are getting in the business that don't know what they're doing. In the United States, the two market share leaders in this category are you and Shaw with Cortec. And you're both right up here up front making a statement about that this is the right way to do it. And you both are very strong about not being price focused, you know, about being quality and performance focused.
Yes, quality, performance. Also, we're really here to promote our sustainability and transparency. You need to tell people what you're doing, where you make it, how it's made. And also, I would like to consider myself in the same company with the people at Shaw that we have integrity. So integrity is at the heart and soul of that selling experience. So it's very easy to make a pitch, say my product can do everything and I've got a super low price. Oh, that's so fantastic. If it's too good to be true, it's probably not true. So one thing you do when you come up and sit here at the front end of a Hall 12 at Domatex in Hanover, Germany, is you've got to tell people who you are and present yourself with your integrity. We're very proud of that. We're very proud of our track record there. We think we fight for the American consumer. We think we fight for the right standards. And we think that that message resonates. And I draw a lot of good partnerships because of that.
Now, who do you meet with here at this show?
First of all, I was just meeting with our largest European DIY. We sell DIY customers all around the world in four continents. We have DIY customers. We meet with our distributors. We have distributors of products from all around the world. We meet with end users. So we hope to meet with some of the big hospitality chains while we're here. But most importantly, we meet with other people that we do business with. So as you know, I'm a global enterprise and I'm doing business sourcing throughout the world, Europe, U.S., Asia, obviously, and even now in the Middle East and looking into South America. So I'm meeting with a lot of those people, talk about what we can do together and how we can bring new products to the marketplace that will excite the consumer.
Oh, you meet with suppliers as well here, right?
I do. I meet with suppliers here. I meet with material suppliers. I meet with my designers. My printers are here. And of course, my technology partners, like my good friends at iForF, they're here. And we're talking about things that we want to do to continue to improve the experience.
You know, as we look back to 100,000 feet and look down at the changes in this flooring business, one of the biggest changes is, you know, the leaders used to be the manufacturers. Now you're the brands and you're the market representatives from sourcing that comes from all over the world, right?
Yes. So we believe that the modern model is much more like Nike and Apple than it was like General Electric and General Motors, where, you know, here's my factory, this is what we make, please buy it. As Henry Ford said, you know, we make every color the customer wants, except they're all black. So this doesn't fly anywhere. We're in the 21st century. We're in the second decade of the 21st century. The consumer's voice is loud, it's clear, and they have the internet at their disposal to find out all the information that they want to about products that they're shopping for. Flooring is a big dollar purchase. They are going to research before they buy. You have to listen to the consumer. You have to be flexible and responsive to their needs. If you are, you will succeed. And if you're not, I believe you're a dinosaur.
We're sitting here at the beginning of a new decade, and I want to ask you, what do you think we're going to see in 2020? And direct your answer mostly to the U.S. market.
So I think 2020, we're all very optimistic here at HMTX. Our Metro Floor Division, our Techno Floor Division, our business with Home Depot, and Aspecta. All of those have a very positive outlook. The reason is that we think the economy will maintain its momentum. There is less disruptiveness this year, particularly with the tariffs gone. And ultimately, we see the continuing shift to more different areas for LVT. So we're making inroads to bedrooms. We're making inroads to whole new commercial segments. And we believe that we are getting a much broader share of the house market. When I joined this industry, which is a long time ago, it was bathrooms and kitchens, and don't ever think of crossing that threshold. Now, with the ability to install particularly multi-layer flooring across broad spectrums, you're getting that flow in the house right through to the living rooms, the dining rooms, the entryways, and the last bastion is to see if maybe rugs and hard surface flooring can get the bedrooms as well.
We just mentioned a minute ago that Domotex is known as a technology show. And so I've got to ask you, what's on the horizon in multi-layered flooring? You know, it's been almost alphabet soup. We've had WPC, SPC, MGO. What's coming next?
So we think that the mineral core which is MGO is only part of that answer. We believe that that is going to be an opportunity for expansion in 2020 as people are seeking to have the product do more for them, be able to be firmer, resist all kinds of human and natural disasters and things. We see all these fires going on in Australia and everything. So we see mineral core as one of the opportunities. We believe digital printing will become a bigger factor in our industry. And we see modularity as one of the gigantic changes for our industry. So if you can think of your flooring in a more creative way, kind of like how the ceramic industry has grown, they've changed their modularity. We need to do the same in LVT. And I think that it's a big opportunity this year. We focus a lot on innovation and focus a lot on bringing those to market rapidly.
All right, Harlan, it's great to be with you. I'm just going to ask you real quick. This is not video. I wish I could show, but do you have the biggest space at Domotex?
I don't know if we're the biggest space at Domotex, but Hall 12 is where the action is. Yeah, we're sitting in the castle on top of the hill here, and it's good. We're busy on the first day and the first hour. Got 7 meeting rooms, and it's hard to find an open one. So, yeah, things are good. Thanks a lot, Cam.
All right, Harlan, it's great to talk to you again. Been talking to Harlan Stone, the CEO of HMTX at Domotex Germany, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.